the best way to get your soul back, boys and my brothers and sisters out there, is do your art, and you know, just the essence of doing your art and putting your spirit on the painting and on the canvas. I'm telling you, you feel better, and it'll take you beyond these walls. Even though you wake up the next day, you're still in this shit hole. You paint again, you feel deadly again. All you mob out there, all your lines and all that stuff, do your lines, man. Like dots, beautiful, beautiful work. But we're not Arunda, we're not, you know, Walpree, we're not none of them mobs out in the central desert. We got our own style, you know what I mean? Dots is a good way to get into the art and then connect to your soul again. But when you do your lines, it takes you somewhere else. And I'll tell you right now, like, the boys who know me and see my art, you know what I mean? It's different to everyone else's, but it's unique to me. And I'm starting to teach some of the boys here. Some of the boys are amongst us now, and they're beautiful artists. You know what I mean? They're starting to pick up the lines and following the lines and the song lines of your mob, you know? It's very important that you... Yeah. You've got to get back to where your family's from, you know, and just because you grew up somewhere doesn't mean you're from there. Find out where you're from and you feel at peace straight away. Yeah, it gives you self-worth as well, you know? And self-worth is something that has been taken from us because, you know, when colonisation happened, that's what they took our land. Our there's four things I paint. That's law, our law, L-O-R-E, not L-A-W. There's community, because you're nothing without your community. Then you got your culture. Your culture is, you're nothing without your culture. And environment, you're nothing without your environment. You can't live without your Mother Earth. So with those four things, if you got four of those things in your life, you got your centre. And that's, you know what I mean? And you see that in our art now. You'll see it in my art, you know? And I try to teach all the boys as much as I can. So a lot of the fellows in the city, and that they don't experience what I experienced in the country from my old people, you know? And I'm only remembering it late in my life, you know? Just the little things that I thought were, you know, insignificant or didn't mean shit. Now, as an adult, I'm looking at it and I'm like, wow, these old people were real smart because they told me and they attached it to somewhere, you know, like a place. And when I smelt something, it was like, oh, wow. That's what that means. And I'm like, wow, you know. As you know, Chris, you got layers to the painting. So you start with your base, and that has a meaning. That your base has a thing, you know, it's that sunset or, you know, sunrise or, you know, it's night, you know. And then you come out to the first tree, which is, I paint scar trees. You know, that's, it's something attached me to it. So
everyone's got their signature.
Yeah, mine's is my line work and scar trees and respect for and... a lot of respect for the afterlife, because Australia, to me, is a mass grave. That's, you know, a mass murder grave. You know what I mean? So I paint those in homage to my people that are gone. So don't be scared of your culture either, people, because it can be scary. I was scared of it at a while, but now it's, you know, it's the most beautiful thing I ever came across.